Prologue. Clack, clack. The sound of pawns clattering across a chessboard rang through the room, soon joined by a knock at the door. "Excuse us," came a voice from the other side. My eyes slid over to the source, and sure enough, Gilbert and Tommy entered my quarters. However, something was amiss. Not with Gilbert. I was quite used to him bringing me stacks of paperwork while dressed in his properly worn and well-coordinated uniform. That was the same as ever. The problem was with Tommy. Tommy was a reliable sort, and although few knew it, a close confidant of mine. Oddly enough, he looked phenomenal standing there in maid's attire. Adorable, really. He'd likely come to consult me once again on matters he wished to keep secret. Out of consideration for my reputation, were I to be seen in his company without a female attendant, he'd chosen to dress this way around me. Since the three of us had a great many things to discuss as of late, I had unfortunately been subjected to this particular spectacle many times over. I still wasn't accustomed to it, and I had to hold back my laughter every time. Refraining from chuckling at his appearance, I excused the other servants from my presence. "Our sincerest apologies for visiting at such a late hour," Gilbert said. "There was a sudden demand for document approvals."
"I see. It's not a problem," I replied.
I got up from my seat, walked over to the chair where I conducted official business matters, and sat back down. I listened closely to what Gilbert had to say as I signed paper after paper. "Is that all of them?"
"Yes. Thank you for your time."
"I told you, I don't mind.
My duties are of utmost importance to me," I said with a wry smile. I was Luxaria von Oskrid. Though I was once born in a world called Earth amid the cosmos, my past life had been uneventful. One day, I suddenly perished and was reborn into another world. Being reborn in such a manner was shocking enough, but this also turned out to be a world where magic was real. My rebirth and all it entailed sounded like something out of a fantasy novel. But for a number of reasons, this world was no fairy tale. I was born into royalty. Not just any sort of noble upper class, but as the sole heir to the throne. Rather than leading the spoiled life of a princess, I was held in captivity for most of my youth. I had powerful, overwhelming magic. And this magic was feared. When a mage was born into this world, they came to possess a singular type of magic. Similar to how no two humans were exactly alike, neither were two types of magic. The one I commanded, Heart Realm, allowed me to hear others' thoughts and control them as I wished. The kingdom had judged this power to be uncontrollable and dangerous, enough to destroy myself and those around me. So I was hidden away at a young age. Perhaps this was for the best. Had I not been given such power, I would have struggled to keep control of the throne. It was easy to imagine, given the royal family's waning influence at the time. The royal family's title was little more than a grandiose facade. The sphere of influence my family commanded was rather limited in scope, akin to that of a feudal lord in my previous life's history. Over the years, their political power and authority was slowly stripped away. Eventually, the great five Marquess houses became the ones who commanded great power in the kingdom. Truth be told, my life in captivity wasn't a bad one. I wasn't required to endure any menial labor. I was fed, and I had freedom in my daily activities. During that time, I also met my one and only friend. I'd have lived a happy enough life had those days continued without interruption, but everything came to a screeching halt when my parents died. They didn't die from some normal cause like illness or old age. They were murdered in cold blood. And the ones pulling the strings in the shadows were the Great Five. The moment my parents were attacked, the Great Five attempted to kidnap me.